Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking at some of the stuff they're doing on defense when I was rolling with Zach and how they're playing the run and doing some different things in their fronts differently. Some of the stuff that we did on LA. And then obviously on offense, they got, you know, Rico and their run game really going. They've done a nice job in that area. That's really kind of carried them and been their identity since about week 5 or so. They've done such a nice job of doing some of those things.
Yeah, that's Falcons head coach Raheem Morris talking about some of what Carolina does that the Falcons are going to have to account for. I think pretty, you know what they're going to do. It's what the last 4 teams have done successfully against the Falcons, and Rico Dowdle's had an incredible season this year for the Panthers. They're going to hand it to him a lot and try to run at you.
Yep.
You have to try to stop that.
Yep.
Hopefully they can.
Remains to be seen,
that's
there, Andy.
That's my analysis.
Remains to be seen, Andy.
Try to stop the run. See how you can. I mean, last week you gave up 250 to one guy.
Yeah. Now that one guy's better.
Sure.
Yeah, but at the same time, Rico is having a really good year, man. I'm not going to take nothing away from him because when he gets the totes, he's the reason they won in Carolina.
He's had over 200 a couple times this year.
In Green Bay, he had the big game against Dallas. Yeah. So, yeah, this dude can get it done from the running back position, and they don't want to put a lot on Bryce. Even the last time he was here in his building, he lit their ass up.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time he plays the Falcons. He's like 2-100 in his career, but 4-1 against the Falcons.
Oh, really?
Something like that.
Oh, man.
Those aren't exact numbers. But
that's okay.
He's won more games against the Falcons, I think, than he's won against the rest of the league.
Well, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's not a good look.
No, because he's not very good, but he's played against these Falcons teams because he's only been in the league for 3 years.
Right.
I read a stat earlier this week that no quarterback has continued to start for a team that's played as bad through 10 games as he has in, like, the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, you get benched when you play like he's played.
Right.
But Andy Dalton's got a broken bone somewhere, and he was the number one overall draft pick.
There it is.
So you get more leeway.
There it is.
Yeah, he's not, you know.
There it is.
He's not very good.
But
also, every time we say that, he beats the Falcons.
Every single time we say that, he tear the Falcons.
Two things can be true. He can be not very good, and also he can beat your team.
Yes.
Now, what does that say about your team? We don't have to go all that way.
Exactly.
But yeah, so we'll not underestimate the little guy and try to tackle the running back and try to clean some stuff up. Hopefully it'll lead to a victory.
Yeah, I mean, I think I like what you said in the in the last segment, get a lead.
Yeah.
Get a lead. Play comfortable. No, don't ever play comfortable. But play it into a point where everything is clicking. Nothing is going to be perfect. Everybody understands that. But, I mean, just like I really, really hope, like the first third down on Sunday, they get it.
God, that'd be great, wouldn't
it? It'd be so great if they got the first. The best thing
just
in life, stay out of third downs.
I mean.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, let's
but,
let's baby
stay
step
out of third
thing.
Down.
Stay out of third down. That'd be incredible. They did a couple times last week where they got – my favorite thing is first down on first down.
Yes.
You get 13 yards on first down. Oh, it's a fresh set of downs immediately. Look at that. You're marching down the field. Or second and one. Or like – a throw that was a pretty crappy throw that gets bailed out by a penalty.
Yes.
That happened a couple of times last week.
Yes.
Like, I guess that's not my favorite thing, but I do like that. It's like, well, he wasn't going to catch that anyway, but whatever. That's 15 yards and a first down. Let's just settle for third and two.
Yes.
Let's get to a third and two and then hand it to one of your two running backs. and block it. That doesn't sound crazy, does it?
That doesn't sound crazy at all, dude. That I mean,
now getting to third and two, that's a little
the one.
Crazy.
There it is, right there. That's the one, right there. You know, and I'll go back and I know we'll do our keys in a couple of days, but I'll give you one. Get to 30. Get to 30 totes. All right, 30 or more totes. If you can do that, if they can get to 30 or more totes, they will win this football game. I just think. I think so.
History says you're correct because they've done it three times this year.
They were 29 last week.
And if they would have had that one more,
they could have got
that. They went to overtime.
They could have got that damn.
That would have been just the eke over the line.
Yeah, man.
Maybe they tackle Daniel Jones on 3rd and 21.
Got him on a 7-yard gain.
Yeah, or the kicker misses the field goal or something like that, just because that 30 number is magical. It's a function of the offense actually doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah.
So. Hopefully they can do it. And look, I don't know. We'll talk to Dave Archer about it in about 10 minutes. Obviously, he's been thinking about it as closely as anybody has, and he'll have some thoughts on Penix and everything else. So we'll get there in about 10 minutes. Here's Kirby Smart talking about beating Texas twice last year.
Yeah, this team didn't beat Texas.
Yep.
That team, and you know, and this Texas hasn't played this team of ours. So two completely different teams, in my opinion. So I think it has zero effect on it.
Yeah, Georgia, that team last year had – hell raises off the edge.
Mm-hmm.
They had ass whoopers off the edge. That's what they did. This is gonna be a good one, man. And I think the biggest thing is because Texas had a week off,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting and they're pretty much just the healthiest they've been in a while, mm-hmm. as far as they get some of their receivers back. One of their runners are coming back. Their big time safety's coming back. So they're gonna be, they're one of the best run defenses in the conference in the country. Hell, and so Georgia's gonna have to be able to get something going in the run game, and you know, make plays when they do. The biggest thing with them, they got to find a way to pressure Arch. They got to find a way because Arch is playing so well, right? He's playing so much better. As the seasons have been going on.
Yeah, back-to-back 300-yard games, 3 touchdowns. He's played good lately.
And so they're going to have to find a way to get him off his spot and do those things like that. Now, the one thing about it
– he kind of likes to get off his spot.
Exactly.
Though.
He's an athletic kid that can run and make all the throws on the run. So that's another case where I thought they did a great job last year, and like Trevor said, but the key of it was they tackled well last year. I thought that's one thing about Georgia. They really did tackle. I thought they tackled really well last week against Arkansas. And so they're going to have to do that. They're going to have to make some plays in the passing game. They're going to make some plays down the field in the passing game. And, you know, this is the healthiest Georgia's been about. I know they got some guys out and mm-hmm. everything like that. But, I mean, you know, we're pretty much as fully loaded as we've been also. So it should be a hell of a game Saturday night in Athens.
Yeah, it should be. It should be a really good game. The thing that I think back on last year in those two games against Texas was those were the two best performances that the run game had all year for Georgia.
Yeah.
They really couldn't run the ball last year for whatever reason, but they could in those two games, and it helped a ton.
Yeah.
We got a quarterback who's playing much better right now at Georgia than either he or Carson Beck played at any point last year, and the run game's clicking.
Right.
Like Nate Frazier's going, Chauncey Bowens is going, the offensive line's healthy,
yes.
and they're playing together.
Yes.
Like, I mean, Georgia's offense is really a well-oiled machine right now.
Yes.
And I know they do a lot of stuff that, you know, a lot of the screen game and stuff that makes, but it works a lot of time.
Right.
Like a lot of those passes are working. They're getting the tight ends more involved. Like, I think it seems to me like a lot of the games we've talked about with Georgia this year, and the Mississippi State game didn't play out like that. It was kind of what we said needed to do, but it didn't play out like that.
Yeah.
It was defense, get you some stops, maybe a couple turnovers. I have so much confidence in the offense.
They're playing well, man. They're playing well. Yeah. And I think the biggest thing is that you see Gunners, he's letting it go.
Yeah.
He's letting it go down the field. I think that was so – because that was the thing at the beginning of the year he wasn't doing. Now he's just like, you know, and that could come with just gaining more and more confidence.
Totally.
Learning players and all those different
things. It's such a similar trajectory to what happened in year one with – kind of like in that first national championship year with Stetson Bennett, where we were saying that, like, God, the throws are there.
Right.
He's being so concerned because Kirby tells him, like, it gets in their head.
Yes.
Same thing with Carson Beck that first year he was a starter. And then as the season went on, played better and better and started throwing it down the field. It's the same thing.
Yep.
Like, and these are three different guys with three different mentalities. I think it has to do with the coaching and what's important and what's prioritized and all that. But by November, these guys are comfortable.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's what you want.
Yeah, I mean, you want to play your best ball late in the season. We understand that. And obviously, you know, there's a ton of implications on the line as far as postseason play and stuff like that. We understand where Texas is. If they have another loss, where they put where this puts them at as far as their postseason hopes and things like that. So
out.
Yes. I mean, who knows?
Probably out.
Who knows? Probably out. But who knows? But who damn knows, man? And so, I mean, Georgia's got to come out. They got to play their best game. They got to try to build off of what they did last week. And like you said, get some stops and get some turnovers. And don't give up the turnovers.
College football playoff rankings came out last night. Top was the same. Ohio State was one. Indiana was two. Texas A&M three. Alabama four. Georgia five. Georgia Tech at 16. And, you know, another week, another opportunity for some of these teams to move up. Like you said, Texas at 7-2 right now. Kind of feels like the line is three unless you can win your conference championship, and they're not going to be in the conference championship game with two SEC losses on Saturday. And just kind of scanning. Iowa, USC, all right. Georgia Tech travels to Boston College. They're 0-6 in the ACC. So you got to bounce back, handle your business there.
Beat the hell out of them.
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, Oklahoma, Alabama.
That's going
to
be a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Feels like an elimination game for Oklahoma, too.
Oklahoma defense versus that passing game of Bama is going to be key because they can rush the passer and they can cover. It was one more. I can't think of it. You got
the matchup?
Yeah.
Yeah, Notre Dame at Pitt.
Notre Dame at Pitt. There it is right there where their coach says, no, it's not a must win.
Okay.
It's not a conference game.
True.
He's true.
Pat Narduzzi's right.
He's right.
If they lose this one and win the next two, they're in the ACC championship game.
He's right.
They can ruin three team seasons in a row.
That's crazy.
They can beat Notre Dame. Notre Dame gets three losses. They're out.
They're not in a conference.
Yeah, they're not in a conference. They beat Georgia Tech. That'd be two. They're out. And then Miami would have three losses and they'd be out too.
I just can't understand this Miami thing. I guess.
What?
Because I saw, you know, they put the bracket up and I'm like, they're in. Like, it's because they were in the makeshift bracket last night. They were the 11th seed or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay. Huh. Very interesting.
Is that because they would be projected to? No, that wouldn't be it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I just.
They're the highest ranked ACC team.
They're the highest ranked ACC team.
That's why.
Like, how is that possible? Why isn't Georgia Tech ranked higher than them?
Yeah. You know why.
Yeah, I do. Hey, guys, each Wednesday night, that is tonight, join our guy Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state is brought to you by Ingles, low price, low savings. That's Prep Sports Nation, what I got Day-Day tonight and every Wednesday night on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
First hour of the show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course, Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Dave Archer will stop by, as he always does on Wednesdays at 11:40 to talk Falcons. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
Ew, that bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.